This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Dallas Police Chief David Brown this morning will speak publicly for the first time about his decision to retire. Brown hasn't revealed the reason for the departure since he announced it in a statement last week, but Mayor Mike Rawlings at the time told reporters Brown deserves a break.
Selfishly, I wish Chief David Brown would stay on through June 2019, when I'll be leaving. But Chief Brown deserves to retire. He spent 33 years in the force. He needs to spend time with his family and do whatever he wishes at this wonderful time in his next phase of his life.
Brown has been with the Dallas Police Department since 1983 and police chief since 2010. His time as police chief was tumultuous. At times, he's clashed with police union leaders and has struggled to retain officers as they leave for higher pay in other cities. But Brown also focused on community policing and transparency, and he's brought down the number of complaints about excessive use of force. He's earned praise for his handling of a police ambush that killed 5 officers and injured 9 on July 7th. Assistant Chief David Pugh will serve as interim chief after Brown retires October 22nd. The next city manager will appoint a new police chief. Some of the neediest homeless people in Dallas will move into new homes today. The cottages at Hickory Crossing will open just south of Deep Ellum. They're designed to provide homes for 50 homeless people considered as the costliest to hospitals, emergency services, and jails in Dallas County. The nonprofit City Square helped build the project. CEO Larry James told KERA each person costs taxpayers about $40,000 a year, but the cottages will cost significantly less.
We're providing in the cottages high-quality housing, security, concierge services that encourage people to do what they want to do to get their lives on the right path, the path they choose, mental health services 7 days a week, for considerably less than $15,000 a person.
John Greenan with Central Dallas Community Development said the cottages will provide residents the stability to address issues like health and employment.
We aren't giving people houses because they deserve it. We're giving them places to live because they're fellow human beings and fellow citizens of the city. And we don't think anybody in a city as wealthy as Dallas should be sleeping on the streets.
The opening of the cottages has been delayed several times. They were supposed to open in May following the closure of a large homeless camp under I-45 known as Tent City. Tenants will be moving in over the next few weeks. Many of the films that will be talked about through the end of the year debut at this week's Venice Film Festival. Chris Wagner called in from the festival and spoke with Steven Becker about some of the films to watch for.
I'm Steven Becker with KERA. Chris Wagner is usually here in the studio, but today he's 5,000 miles away at the Venice Film Festival. Chris, good to talk to you.
Buongiorno, Stephen. Buongiorno.
So you're in Venice to serve on the critics panel for the Biennale College, and you're in pretty good company with Kenny Turan, who listeners know from hearing his reviews on Morning Edition, as well as Michael Phillips of the Chicago Tribune and some other folks. First off, what is the Biennale College and what kind of movies does it focus on?
The Biennale College is the arm of the Venice Film Festival, of the Biennale, that for the last few years has helped fund and workshop and develop what they call micro-budget films. They cost 150,000 euros, which is about 167,000 American dollars. And then the films, they have a certain amount of time to complete them, and then they premiere at the festival. And there were 3 last year when I did this. They're actually gone up to 4. This year.
The festival opened with the debut of La La Land, which stars Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling. Now, those two were pretty good together a few years back in a movie called Crazy Stupid Love, and this time around, it looks like they get to do some singing and dancing.
Yeah, they do. It's a really fun musical. I described it as a fizzy musical set in Los Angeles, really makes great use of LA. It's kind of a love letter to Los Angeles. Ryan Gosling plays a jazz pianist, and Emma Stone plays an aspiring actress. They meet, they fall in love, and they face the challenges and the logistics that creative people often face. That was the opener, and it was a really, really nice way to start things off.
I'm interested to hear about Nocturnal Animals. This is from Tom Ford, the fashion designer who made a really good film about 5 years ago called A Single Man. This is his follow-up to that. How is Nocturnal Animals?
I liked it a lot. I thought it was a really effective thriller that was also very creatively structured. The stars are Amy Adams, who plays a sort of unhappy gallery director in Los Angeles, and Jake Gyllenhaal, who plays her ex-husband, is now a novelist, and actually some of the movie is this novel that he's written that takes place in West Texas, kind of a thriller revenge kind of story that he is using to comment on their busted up marriage. So it's not quite as complicated as I'm making it sound, actually. Really good thriller and a very, very thoughtful film and looks fantastic. I think it fulfills the promise of A Single Man, which I liked very much as well.
Okay, one question about the experience of seeing a movie there. When you pass by the concession stand before the movie, are they selling the same popcorn and milk duds and things like that we buy here, or do they have different movie snacks in Italy?
Yeah, they don't really do concession stands. Pizza is everywhere, and it's always really, really good. God, the gelato out here is unbelievable. So yeah, no popcorn to speak of.
Sounds like we could maybe learn a thing or two from the way the Italians are watching their movies.
Absolutely.
All right, Chris, we'll enjoy the rest of the festival, and we'll look forward to talking to you when you're back in town.
Okay, I'll be seeing you soon.
That was our big screen team, Chris Wagner and Stephen Becker. The Venice Film Festival runs through Saturday. In the forecast, mostly sunny skies. Look for temperatures to climb to around 95 this afternoon. The overnight low, 76. Tomorrow's high, 95 again. It's 80 degrees in Dallas, 79 in Fort Worth,